Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori Zichron Libracha. We're up to Siman Kuf Nun Chet, Seif Yir Aleph. We'll be finishing the Siman Bezat Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch starts, Mevarech Kodem Netila. You say the bracha before you wash your hands. We'll discuss the details as we go along. Why? Shekola mitzvah is mevarechim over le'aseh, and you always say the bracha before the mitzvah. In the majority of mitzvahs, first you, this is what Chazal say, first you say the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. The simple reason is to help you get focused on the mitzvah you're about to do. There are other deeper reasons as well. But the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'no'agu shelo levarech ad achar netila, yishum dipa'amim shein yadav nekios. But the minig is to wait until after you've washed your hands to say the bracha, because sometimes your hands are dirty. Maybe you just left the bathroom. Maybe your hands are dirty for some other reason. Your hands are not fit for a bracha in that case. So because sometimes that happens, the Mishnah Berurah says, the minhag is, and all the netilos, we say the bracha after the netila. Now exactly when? So here there's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Mipnei kach, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mevarchan aleim achar sheshifshef yadav shekvar yadav nekios. Kodim shat aleim ayim shneim. We're going to learn this later, as the Shem, that they would wash their hands twice, meaning they'd wash their hands twice. So the first netila, the first water, would remove the tumah, but now there's still tumah, now the hands are clean, but there's still the tummy water there, and the second water would remove the first water. So once your hands are clean, after the first netila, and you still haven't washed the second netila yet, so the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the best time to say the bracha, because you're still in the middle of the mitzvah. You haven't finished the mitzvah, and your hands are clean. Oh, the Ramah says no. The Ramah adds, "Gam yachol levarach leim kodim niguv." Shagamah niguv mina mitzvah mikirobi asi yasa. The Ramah says you can say the bracha after you're totally done washing your hands, before you dry your hands, because the drying is also considered part of the mitzvah, and that's the minhag, certainly by Ashkenazim, that we wash our hands fully, and then we say the bracha before we dry the hands. So the washing is after the mitzvah, but it's before the last part of the mitzvah, which we'll learn in the next seif, about you're supposed to dry your hands before you eat the bread. Well, and that's the minhag. The Ramah says, "V'mshachach levarech ad achar niguv." The Ramah says you could even say the bracha after you dried your hands. Oh, why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that since netilas yadayim is an exception to the rule, because sometimes your hands are dirty and you have to make the bracha after you wash your hands, so therefore, many hold, the Ramah holds, that the entire rule of over le'aseh does not apply, b'di'evet, and if you finish the mitzvah and you dried your hands, you can still say a bracha. Others argue on this, others say that no, once you dried your hands, you can't say the bracha anymore. So we follow the Ramah, and we would say the bracha even if we dried our hands first. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that you're not supposed to do that, because there is a serious view, the Taz and others, that once you dried your hands, you cannot say the bracha anymore, and therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, be careful. Some people end up drying their hands and before they said the bracha. We'll see later. Some people have a custom to say su'u yadechem, and it ends up that they're involved in other things, and they absentmindedly are drying their hands before they say the bracha. And that's a mistake, the Mishnah Berurah says, because in that case, although we pass and you can still say the bracha, but still, it's against the Taz and others who say, in that case, it's too late to say the bracha. Now, it's very, very interesting. You know, the Shulchan Aruch starts by saying you should say the bracha before you wash your hands. And the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion here. What if a person knows his hands are clean? He knows his hands are clean. So, it comes out that in that case, you're allowed to say the bracha before you wash your hands. Walk up to the sink, say the bracha, and then you would wash your hands. Well, that's what would come out from the simple language of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Be'er Halacha quotes that Many Rishonim sound like the minig is that we always say the bracha after the Netilah, and that is certainly the standard practice. However, since the Beis Yosef does sound like that, that one is, if one knows his hands are clean, he is allowed to say the bracha before he washes his hands. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody wants to do that, ain't limchos b'yado, you shouldn't protest. That's a legitimate shita to first say the bracha and then wash your hands. But like I mentioned before, that is not the standard practice. Sif Yud Beis. V'yinag v'im hetev kodem sheyivtza. Dry your hands well before you make a bracha and eat the bread. She'ochol b'li nigov yadayim kilu ochol lechem tamei. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you eat without drying your hands, it's as if you're eating b'lechem tamei. The idea is that, again, they would wash their hands one time, it would remove the tumah, and then the second time they'd wash their hands is to remove the water which had come in contact with the tumah. But still, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, l'chadchila, you should dry your hands totally. Maybe some of the water wasn't fully removed. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, dry your hands completely. That way, in case there's any water from your hands from the first Netila, it's been totally removed. Therefore, you should dry your hands. The Marshal gives a different shot. The Marshal says, no, it's not about tumah. It's about nikias, for cleanliness. When a person's hands are wet, to go and eat bread, it's mius. It's disgusting to eat bread, and you make the bread wet when you're eating it. And that's what Rashi and the Gemara sounds like. And that's a different explanation of why you're supposed to dry your hands. We'll see in the next Se'if, Anaf Gemina. Both of you should dry your hands carefully. Now, it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier poskim, you shouldn't dry your hands on your chaluk, which means your shirt, because it causes you to forget things. And Jews aren't supposed to forget things. We're supposed to remember our Torah as much as possible. There's a discussion, is it only your shirt, or is it also other clothing as well? Sif Yud Gimel. Hamat bil yada, if you dip your hands, let's say in a river, yachol lecho below niguv. You don't have to dry your hands at all. V'huadin l'notol yada v'vatachas, v'shofech lehem revi'is mayim v'vatachas. Or if you pour your water on your hands, a full revi'is at one time, so then you don't have to dry your hands either. O shenotol yada v'achas, v'shofech lehem revi'is v'chen shofech lehem chaberta. Or you pour the revi'is on each hand, one hand at a time. What's the idea? There's no tamei water here. In a case where you dip your hands in some sort of mikvah, or you have a full revi'is of water, there's no tamei water at all to start with. And since the Shulchan Aruch holds, the reason why you're supposed to dry your hands is to remove even the remnants, the drops, the mashahu of the water that could still be tamei. Therefore, in a case where you know there's no tamei water, you don't have to dry your hands before you eat. The Marshal argues. The Marshal says no. When it comes to pouring a revi'is of water on each hand, even though your hands are, the water is totally tahor, there's no tumah, you still have to dry your hands. Mikra din. Because he said before, we learned earlier, that it's disgusting to eat bread with wet hands. So therefore, the Marshal argues on this, on two parts of the Shulchan Aruch, and says that if you use a revi'is to wash your hands, you still need to dry your hands first before you eat the bread. However, when you dip your hands in a mikvah, so there the Marshal agrees. Why? Because Chazal say it's because they were never misakin to dry your hands in that case. When a person goes to the mikvah, there's no din that when a person puts his whole body in the mikvah, there's no din that you have to dry everything off before you say a bracha. There's no such din like that. So when Chazal say you're allowed to wash your hands by dipping your hands in a mikvah, so the original takana was patterned after going into a full mikvah with a real tefillah, a mikvah of the whole body, and since over there you don't have to dry yourself off first, here as well, you would not have to dry your hands, the Marshal agrees, before saying a bracha. If you personally are disgusted by this, that you're a little finicky, so then you would have to dry your hands, mikvah, then even when you dip your hands in a mikvah first, because of the mius, your personal subjective mius. Okay, we'll stop.